Hello, I'm Nick Clark in Doha with the headlines here on Al Jazeera. And the United States has announced a diplomatic boycott of Beijing's Winter Olympics, accusing China of genocide in the treatment of Muslim Uyghurs. American athletes will still be able to compete in the Games. China described the move as political manipulation. Katrina Yu has more on China's reaction.
Well, not a total surprise from Beijing. This has been discussed for some weeks now, and China's foreign ministry on Monday actually addressed the possibility of the U.S. announcing a diplomatic boycott, accusing Washington of political grandstanding, political manipulation, and they said that this move went against the spirit of the Games. Chinese state media equally has released some firm articles and statements saying that this is an attempt by the U.S. to contain China's rise, that this was reflective of a Cold War mentality. And this will no doubt escalate tensions between the two countries, which have been frosty for some years.
South Africa's president has again criticized sweeping travel bans imposed on his country because of the Omicron variant. Cyril Ramaphosa also accused Western governments of failing to deliver COVID-19 vaccines that they had promised to the African continent. A growing number of school students in South Korea have tested positive for COVID-19 since returning to class last month. Nearly 1,500 students tested positive in Seoul alone last week. That's more than a 30% increase from the week before. New York City will soon make COVID-19 vaccinations compulsory for all workers in the private sector. It is the most sweeping measure of any state or large U.S. city. Cases in New York are rising, and there are concerns over the spread of the Omicron variant. Leaders of NATO allies, the United States, UK, France, Germany and Italy, have held a joint phone call about Ukraine. The statement says they agreed that a united front is needed to confront what's seen as Russian hostility. The build-up of Russian forces on the border has raised fears of a possible invasion, which the Kremlin denies. Rohingya refugees in the United States are suing tech giant Meta over allegations it failed to act against hate speech targeting them. They're asking for $150 billion in damages. They allege Facebook's algorithm encouraged users to express extremist views. More than 24,000 Rohingya have been killed in Myanmar since 2017. Hundreds of thousands fled to neighboring Bangladesh.